Management of Rescue Ghana Mission. My name is Amale Francis. I come from Upper East Region. I preach at Azum Sepenuhu Church of Christ. It's a great of having this opportunity to share with you about Rescue Ghana Mission since I've started beneficiary. I want to first of all thank all the committee, the planning members, the executive. I will say a very big thank you to them. And to the elders and preachers who try to put this thing into the system, it's a very great help, more especially we, the preachers who are in the rural areas. I want to say, may God bless them all. Rescue Ghana Mission has helped me particularly a lot in the field. For the past that I was not receiving anything from anywhere, the work was very tough. But I want to thank God that Rescue Ghana Mission has come to help me a lot. I've started benefiting from Rescue Ghana Mission since 2016, where Brother Tawia, our late preacher, who has introduced it to me. May his soul rest in perfect peace. I've been started this mission work since 2003, and nothing was being received from anywhere. So the work was very, very hard. Until recently that my brother Tawia has brought this thing into existence to some of us in the region. I want to say it has helped me a lot. Help me to take care of my children's school fees. Help me to buy fuel for my motorbike, running up and down, doing visitation, and whole lot. I want to say, those who have took this decision, may God bless them all. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all the executive, the planning committee, and those who are contributing for this system to help preachers in the rural areas. In fact, it has helped us a lot in the rural areas. We know very well that village congregations or churches have nothing like the support to the preachers, and it has helped a lot. It has helped a lot for me especially. It is my prayer that this thing will continue. And I want to also encourage all those who are in the planning that they should keep it. They should keep it, because God will help them. It is a service that our Almighty God will be very pleased for us to continue it. I also want to say that we, those who are benefiting from it, we will not misuse it. We try our possible best to continue to do the Lord's work, whatever be the situation that we find ourselves. We know that in due time, our God will do something more than what we are expecting. And it is my prayer that we should continue to do this exercise all the time, and then the Lord's work will continue to spread. Rescue Ghana Mission drink some of us in the right time, or else it was not easy for us. And for that matter, I want to take this opportunity and say Yiko to all the elders and the rest in the lost field. It is also my promise that we continue to stand firm and then continue the journey. It's a long journey, and without perseverance, I don't think we'll be able to succeed. I encourage our elders, our leaders, to stand up and then put hands together and do this work. I would like to say Rescue Ghana Mission is really rescuing some of us, most especially those in the rural areas. It is my prayer that may the Lord pave way for the future to sign, so that his work will be successfully. Let us fight together. Let us organize ourselves together. Let us cooperate, so that all what we want to do, we'll be able to do it and do it well. I'll take this opportunity to say that we, those who are benefiting, will stand firm and go ahead in doing the Lord's work. May the Lord be with all of us, protect us, strengthen us, deliver us from the evil one, and all what we have planned to do, we will do it and do it well. But without Rescue Ghana Mission introduced to some of us in the right time, things would have been going very bad. I want to say, may the Almighty God be with all of us. I promise that we'll continue to pray for our leaders, for our preachers, for our brothers in the Lord's kingdom. May God bless us all. And I will say, Rescue Ghana Mission, so keep up should keep up. I should keep up all the days in our life. And our labor will never be in vain. In Jesus' name, amen.